Good day, people. My name is Colin Larkin here, and this is our first ever podcast of The Speech Zone, where I pretty much discuss about different topics of the world that comes up, and I, of course, well, feel like it. If you have any criticisms, I am willing to debate them and probably make prove you wrong. Alright, first up, topic, Netanyahu. He decided to come over to the United States giving a congressional speech because, for some reason, I don't know why, Congress decided to invite him. The speech was terrible, and when I mean that, 4 minutes in standing ovation, the whole thing was practically extending, like, the whole State of the Union, which I'm like, what the hell? This is a head of state of a foreign country, and we're practically giving him a State of the Union-ish speech, which should not happen. The president and 60 congress members didn't bother to come in him because they knew that this was totally inappropriate, especially since Israeli elections is coming around, which is something obviously Netanyahu should work on if he wants to keep his position as prime minister. In fact, reports do talk about that from Israel do suggest that the possibility that what he's doing is a bit political suicidal. Top it all off about what he talked about in the States. First up, the usual. Iran, the negotiation peace deal that the president is doing with Iran, along with other nations, China, Russia, France, Britain. He thinks that, it's going to be terrible. We'll ensure them to get a nuke and they'll launch it on my nation just like that. No, it won't. In fact, the former head of Mossad, which is the Israeli intelligence, says that, first up, Obama, he's the greatest ally. First up, he's the finest ally that Israel had because they're providing an Iron Dome. And also, the nuclear enrichment for Iran is only at 20%, and then it just gets distilled for the sake of power. It's nowhere near to provide weaponization. In fact, the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Association, which is pretty much in charge on enforcing the use of atomic energy, says that, hey, look, we have full control, everything is fine, Iran is cooperating, they do not have weaponization capability. Another issue about it, you pretty much think in that whole, why we shouldn't deal with Iran? Well, it's simple, because, like he said, and, we'll want to destroy my nation. So, dealing with them whatsoever is a bad idea. The enemy, your enemy is your enemy. Well, no, this is, making the nuclear deal, it's going well, it's fine. And also, another thing is, we're things on why we have to have Iran on our side is because they are fighting against ISIS. ISIS, the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. ISIL, whichever one you want to go by. Why do they have four names? I don't know why. I still really am just bugged by Netanyahu deciding to practically come over here and decide to tell us how we should run our negotiation, run our policy, and the whole giving him a State of the Union like speech. Another thing I also want to take a note, he pretty much thinks the whole dispute between ISIS and Iran is like Game of Thrones. Okay, Netanyahu, listen. If it were like Game of Thrones, people would be listening. Literally, Game of Thrones being a popular show, people will be like, oh, awesome, Mini's politics are awesome because it's like Game of Thrones. Moving on to our next topic, more in the States. Okay, granted, Netanyahu was still in the States, but this is something domestic. The Article 5 Convention. Already, Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution says this. If two-thirds of the states call for a constitutional convention, well, then we have a constitutional convention. Congress has no ability to stop that. I want that. Already, four states have called for it. New Jersey, California, Vermont, Illinois. New Hampshire has already passed the House. It just needs to get to the Senate. So, you're pretty much probably wondering what constitutional convention are they calling through Article 5 of our national constitution? Well, it's essentially to get money out of politics. As any U.S. citizen should know, 97% will easily agree In fact, 97% of Americans will easily agree with me on this, is that our political system and government is corrupt. What? Our so-called representative on the, are wanting to, who please their donors, which are mostly big giant corporations, Citigroup, Koch Brothers, Coca-Cola, Cola Industry, Shell, BP, you name it, if you have a lot of money, we'll try to assist you and play friendly, because we need your money to run our campaigns. And I personally want to give credit for the job well done of the 4, soon to be 5 states to easily get this convention rolling is a group called Wolfpack. You can easily look them up on their website, wolf-pack.com. Never thought I was going to say that. Everyone there are completely non-profit volunteers. They're your everyday citizens, teachers, veterans, conservatives, progressives, liberals, members of the right, members of the left, centrists, you name it, it's everyone around there. It's everyday Americans who just want our government to listen to the will of the people, not the will of the donors. And they pretty much do this by sort of like how the civil rights movement, where they kept on marching and said, like, hey, please change the law. Well, we're doing that. Instead of holding protests or boycotts, it's just by picking up a phone, calling the local state representatives to say, hey, can you support this action? With 5, and I will be one more time. 4 states are already on there. 5, soon to be 5 states. And I'm going to be honest, when Article 5 already won, they actually succeeded in getting that convention and get the new 20th Amendment that makes money in politics, at the very least, restricted. Let's have that at the very least. Put restrictions down there. It's going to be a present day, and I'll probably be listening to what Fox News wants to say on how this will somehow be terrible for America. I have a good feeling they would be against a 20th Amendment. Final thing I have here: the minority police relations. The Department of Justice has just finally released a report. Alright, this is the second report about a local police department, this one on Ferguson. Ferguson has been found to have a heavy racial bias in terms of their policing. This really isn't the first time. Albuquerque ran into a similar situation where it seems that their policing practices are not up to standard. Now, that one wasn't much on racial discrimination, but it was still extreme methods that are well similar to Ferguson. And this is an issue because let's look at this. About no cops, maybe one or two once in a while, ever get prosecuted. Because the prosecutors of the respective state, of the respective area, well, they need the cops to get the evidence, which is why there's been the demand. Sorry, my mind blanked again. Ready? Because of the prosecution being very loyal to the police department, there's been a demand to have a special prosecution that would not need the police department to get evidence. The family who lost their child in the Ferguson, in the whole Ferguson, was filing a civil suit against their police department. Body cams have been considered. In fact, a suburb in LA has already done it. They've reported 80% drop of complaints against the police and 76% drop of violence from their fellow officers. This is actually good news. But the president has authorized an executive order to have 50,000 new body cams at the expense to be added and to be paid for by the federal government, which I agree on. I mean, it's not just a special prosecution office, we want to do is try to improve relations and make our policing better. It's also that we should be hiring within the community. That makes sense. I would expect officers of the law in local cities, in local towns, to be citizens of the community, because who else would be better to make sure law and order control the streets than, well, people of the community. Duh. They know, they'll know the place like the back of their hand. Another thing interesting is that military-grade weaponry. The police have access to practically anything you can, actually whatever you can think of. Assault rifles, grenade launchers, tanks, anti-mine vehicles, Humvees. It's been known to be militarized, and how this relates to the topic is because, simple. Black guy, we hear this black guy, apparently he is marijuana, he must be a dealer. They go ahead and load up like they're about to raid a place that might be holding Bin Laden and tear it down. Then end up finding the whole thing was a fluke, or there was, but it's practically only $2 worth. I could go on. Also, someone died. In Florida, one guy, shirtless, a woman he opened the door, shot in the head. And they had a warrant for his arrest because he apparently had marijuana. At least, allegedly. I'm not even sure they actually did find the said marijuana, but still, they executed him the moment he opened the door. And apparently, he was a threat to the officer's safety, and also that he was resisting arrest. This is pretty much the state of America. This is practically almost the state of America. You got officers who are not friendly with the minority. You got members of the legislative branch, or at least of the right wing side of our legislative branch, want to praise foreign leaders who are practically dictators in their own right instead of our actual head of state. Okay, granted, I don't want godlike praising from anyone, even Obama. I'm somewhat a 50-50 on him. I'll probably, in a future speech, soon talk about what I think about Obama. And also, members of Congress and the executive branch, I might want to include them as well. Actually, our whole federal government, honestly, want to listen to people who will pay them most in campaign funds instead of listening to the will of the people. I pretty much just needed 97% want big money out of politics. Oh, nothing about it. 98% want to improve accountability into our police department. Oh, nothing really. Not much about it. Many people want to legalize marijuana. Red states thinking that's a bad idea and will somehow demonize our children. Gay rights is about to enter a victory, so I can't really. Gay rights, at least on marriage, is about to come a victory, so can't really say much about that. Foreign wars, that's another one. People don't want to get out of warfare and just let's focus on our problems in the domestic nation, not continuing with scorched earth tactics in the Mideast. I'll probably put that. And that's probably also going to become a discussion in a future speech zone. Oh, well, no. We apparently need more scorched earth tactics. In fact, we might want to do that in Eastern Europe as well. No, because of the whole Ukraine conflict. This is Colin Larkin of the Speech Zone, signing off.